Voilà.
Thank you, everyone, and hello, welcome. I am so sorry that we have some issues. It's the first day. Usually we have at Afralo, we try to have 5 NGOs. Only 2 showed up because there were travel issues. We have a program which Tijani is going to talk about. I remind you that Azarelo, Afralo always try at each meeting, African meeting of ICANN, we always try to do something new. We started in Nairobi and in Dakar as well. We had 20 ALS who came. It was also the General Assembly of the ALSs at the time. It was in 2011. We had 20 ALS. In Durban, we had professors, students from universities who also attended, and it was a very big success in Durban. In Marrakesh, we thought about the GNO, and we had a limited budget, so we limited to 5. We are going to ask those who are here today, to those representatives of NGOs, to introduce themselves. I'm going to introduce myself, and then I will give the mic to Tijani so he can give you an idea of the program. Please introduce yourself, name, first name, last name, and name of organization. Okay, in French. Hello, everyone. My name is Thierry Pierre Coudol. I represent here an organization, an NGO, which is called OAPA, African Observatories of Business Practices. It's an NGO which takes care of all the work for the OAD, Regional Work Organization for Harmony of the Business Rights in Africa. This NGO must observe and verify the efficiency of OAIDA. My name is therefore Pierre Coudol. I am the founder, and I am from the Parisian Bar Association of Lawyers in Paris. Sorry. Bonjour, Aïcha au micro. Aïcha Abad. I am the chair of the Women Association of ASCEJU for the Development and Cooperation. Our association is on the border of Morocco and Algeria in the southwest. I'm also a professor at the university. Thank you. Mr. President, c'est Thierry Pierre Coudol au micro. Mr. President, can I add something?
Excusez-moi, Gisela Gruber, si je
peux me permettre. Gisela Gruber, we have interpreters here. You see them. They will be with us all week. They have a very hard job. If I can only ask you to please turn on the mic when you are going to speak, please give them your name because they do not know you. Not only they have to identify you, but also the people who are on the remote chat can know who you are and can also listen to you on the chat. Since we are streaming in different languages also, if you can speak in the mic very clearly, therefore we can have a good and exact interpretation, accurate interpretation, sorry. Aziz Hilali, thank you, Rizela, for all these details. Now I'm going to give the microphone to Aziz, who just came in. says, I am late. I am really sorry. I am the lawyer, and I'm Azer Abdelkafi. I am a member of the Association of Tunisian Attorneys. I am very happy to be here with you. I hope that this visit will benefit us and me personally for my country as well, Tunisia. Thank you. Aziz Hilali. Thank you, Azan. We are so happy to have the NGO which received the Nobel Prize. We're very proud of having her here. Tijani. Thank you, Aziz. Hello, everybody. I will be speaking French. I apologize for those who do not understand French.
Interpreters that will sure make the well interpretation that will be useful for everyone. So I will switch to French.
Okay, so hello, everyone. We prepared for you today a training program to introduce you to the world of ICANN and to give you the necessary information which will help you to navigate this week across all the sessions of this ICANN world. These are not classes. You will not be an expert of ICANN when you leave this meeting. It is not the aim. But you will know the environment, ICANN environment, better. And you will know more about At Large and ALAC. The program is a four-day program. We have morning meetings. Today will be a general introduction, and we will give you more information on the multi-stakeholder model. And we will talk to you about AFRALO and At Large in general. Sunday, we will talk about the strategies of ICANN in both regions where we are, Middle East and Africa. And we will talk about how AFRALO fits in ALAC. Monday, there won't be any training because there is an opening ceremony where everyone needs to go, and it starts at 8:30. On Tuesday, we will have short sessions, which will be 60 minutes. We will have the Vice President of ICANN, who is from the Department of Elaboration and Development and Public Responsibility, will come to talk to us. And Wednesday will be the last meeting, and it will be in two parts. First part will be, we'll talk about all the elements in the ICANN community. The second part, we will ask you to give us your feedback and on this training session, and then we will define what kind of feedback we will have. So the work that we put in this week will give us some good results, and we want to welcome you to the world of ICANN and wish you good luck. And now I'm going to ask Aziz to talk to you about the Aziz, we're going to wait till for a few minutes, but first we would like to introduce you to the functionings of ICANN. First of all, I wanted to give you a few details and talk to you about the newcomers, especially to the newcomers. The global internet functions with three resources. The IP addresses, which everybody knows. Because of this address, each computer can be identified on the global network. Second resource, and the communication protocols, so computers can talk to each other. And the third resource are the domain names. Since we are going to speak about ICANN a lot, we need to tell you that ICANN. So, Fatma just arrived, and we would like to introduce her quickly. Just the name of your organization, and then I will continue with my presentation. Fatma Omicro, I am from Mauritania, and I work for an organization which deals with internet and women, and about, which deals with new technologies in general. Thank you. Aziz Hilali, we are very happy that Mauritania is here with us. It is our wish that you would join, that you could join AFRALO. Tijani will talk to you about it. He will explain to you what our objectives are and what we do. I don't know if my presentation is ready to post. We were talking about the IP addresses and the protocols and the domain names. Again, excuse, we apologize. We always have issues, technical issues. Here we go. Aziz Hilali, I will continue with my presentation. I was just telling you, I was talking to you about ICANN. You're here to discover this organization. ICANN is in charge of the main resources, IP addresses. ICANN distributes these IPs and the domain names, so you know what the domain names are used for. We're going to talk to you about this a lot because this is our principal task at ICANN. In the late 90s, it was invented so the end user of the internet, could memorize addresses that you could find on the network. It's easier to remember google.com than a numeric address. When you type an address on the internet, you know that it is actually a numeric address, and the such number ask the server for an answer. That server will guide you towards such or such server. So ICANN, the main role of ICANN is therefore the IP addresses and domain name. How does it function? How does it ICANN function? Allocation. I would like to have a slide on the screen, and I'm waiting for that so I can explain better the ICANN functions. And I'm waiting for that presentation to be posted on the screen. ICANN works on a multi-stakeholder model, or a model, as we say, multi-stakeholder model in English. What is it? It is a system. You'll see on the screen, you will see what we call constituencies. In English, we call that constituencies. Here is the chart, the model by which ICANN functions. you will see at the very bottom that there are two type of constituencies in ICANN, within ICANN. You will see EAS and SO and AC in English. There are two kinds of constituencies within ICANN. The AC, Advisory Committee which gives support or advice. The SO, which are the supporting organization. These AC, there are two type of ACs that are very important. You see on the top right what we call the GAC. The GAC is the government branch. It's a constituency which represent, which constitute of government representatives. Sorry. These members are designated by each of their government. Their objective is to advise ICANN. Each representative of each country has to be here to anticipate, to intervene, to see when a decision can have a certain consequence on each country, or religion, the political making of a country. They are here to represent the country. And then you have ALAC. ALAC, you are in the room which will have all the meetings of the ALAC. This constituency is an at-large constituency. It represents the end users, worldwide. Tijani will explain that to you on further. I'm not going to give you details. Therefore, as you know, AFRALO brought you here today for this meeting. This constituency is part of the at-large constituency. I know it's complicated, but you see on the chart, the CCNSO, CCNSO, these are the people who take care of the country codes. There are two kinds of domain name. They are the generic and they are the country code domain name. Like, so the generic are the .com, .org. These domain names are open to the world. And now we are talking about first level. And then you have country code. You have top level domain. And then you have two constituencies which are responsible to study the internet politics when it comes to country code. And then you have the GNSO, which takes care of all the generic domain name. All these constituencies are gathered by interest. You will hear the word community very often because they are communities that are gathered with by interest. That's why we call them multi-stakeholders. Then you have the ASO. This is the organization which takes care of all the addressing of the IP. You know that IP addresses, when the internet was created, there were 4 billion of IP addresses. And at the time, we thought it would be enough for the world. But now, with all the new equipment, all the cellular phone and all these things, all these addresses were not enough. So there was also an issue in Africa because there are no more IP addresses anywhere else. So now we're going to a new version, which we call the IPv6. And now we have more IP addresses. We have billions of IP addresses. All the people who are connected today can be objects. And now we're talking about object internet. Every time an object is connected, we have to find this object an IP address. So you can imagine that addressing is really important. As you see ASO, as you see it in the bottom of the slide, you see that all the work of ICANN is done through 5 regions. I don't have time to explain the details on the regions, but these are 5 regions are defined by American policies. You have Africa, Europe, et cetera, et cetera. Each region owns a RIR, Regional Internet Registry. For us in Africa, the RIR is in Mauritius Island. It's the registry who distribute the IP address to all the different providers of internet access. As you know, I hope that you understand the message I'm trying to give you today, addressing IP addresses and domain names are these resources that are the main resources for the internet. If we took these resources out of the game, internet would be blind. You have also the UTF, which is an organization who has its a seat on the board of director. Now, we're going to talk how ICANN makes decision. I told you at the beginning that it was a bottom-up system. All the proposition comes from the bottom and go up towards the board of the board of directors. But the board of directors comes back with the decision. As you will see on Thursday, you will go to the public forum and you will see that all the participants of ICANN will be present in one room and in front of the board of directors. Everyone will be able to talk to the board of directors, and at the end of the meeting, the board will vote on the decisions on the global internet decisions. How do we say that in French? How do we say that in French? We do this. How do we say that in French? It's for the conflict. Oh, we don't have time to explain everything. What conflicts are. Well, we have mediators. We don't have time for that. It's good that we have NGOs today because we have issues. We have frequent problems with the NGOs. We have legal issues when it comes to, we have questions of cyber squatting and things like that, but we don't have time to talk about this today.
So these are the servers I was talking about. If you move to the next one, you have 13 servers that you have at the very top of the hierarchy, the internet hierarchy. You have about 10. Next one, please. So 13 at the very top. Let's move to the next one. Here we go. So for these servers, they represent the highest hierarchy in the internet. And it is on those servers that you find all the top-level domain names. And any time that you create a new top-level domain, it is written into that server. So politically, what it means is that those servers are amongst the questions in terms of internet governance. They raise a lot of issues. There is a lot of controversy about them. We won't go into too many details about it, but if Tijani allows me, I will mention a few things about that. What we would also like to explain to you is that there are some hot topics that we have been discussing ever since 2014, and I will explain what I mean. If we can just move to the next slide. So this is to show you the architecture. So you enter an internet address, and this is what happens. It goes through these servers. And so this is just to kind of show you how the root servers work. But let's move on to the next one. Here we are. So ever since 2011, the ICANN has been working quite a bit on liberalizing those GTLD, as I was talking about it, the generic top-level domain. So we opened up the generic top-level. Before 2011, you only had 21 top-level domains for the generic side of things. Now we opened up that whole area, and there was a call for new top-level domains. So what you have nowadays is .Paris, .New York, and so forth. There was an incredible amount of work that went into it. A lot of money was also invested into it, because when you ask for a domain name, you had to pay, I think it is $180,000. And so the most optimistic people were thinking we would get about 200 top-level domains. Move to the next one, please. But at this point, we have 1,930 applications. So we went way beyond the 200. And as far as Afralo, you only had 17 applications from Africa. So I will not talk about the what is at stake economically, but top-level domains, you know, when you choose .Paris, .Casablanca, or whatever it might be, it is something that is applies to a whole city. So whatever you have on the website is related to the city. But there are only 17 in Africa. And out of those 17, 16 come from South Africa. So here are the top-level domains and how they are distributed over the map on the world. And as you can see, as far as Africa is concerned, you only have country names, really. So how does the meeting go, the ICANN meeting? You will see that over the week, you will have about three different sessions going on at any time. You have meetings everywhere. If you go next to this room, you have the GAC. On the right-hand side, you have the GNSO meeting. And so as I was mentioning, all the different constituencies of the multi-stakeholder model gather during the week, and there will be decisions that will be taken. Stop me whenever you want. You know, I am talking a lot here. But anyways, over the whole week, you will have meetings with ALAC. You will be with us within ALAC. And on Tuesday morning, just to give you an example, if I may remind you, there is the traditional meeting that we have for our region, the Afralo African meeting that gathers the entire African community. And typically what we do is we debate on a topic that is that applies to our continent. What we do is we come out with an official statement that we send to the board, to the ICANN board. Up until today, I think we've had 15 of those meetings. I think this one will be the 15th. So I would like to invite you to attend this Afralo African meeting. It will occur on Tuesday from 11 to 12:30 in this room. I would like to also mention to you that there will be an important moment on the Saturday evening. Monday evening, sorry. What we always have is we have the showcase. We actually were the first region, so the at-large region, the RALO. So AFRALO actually stands for African Region of At-Large. So as far as the showcase will be a very special moment, because what we decided amongst the committee that organized the Marrakesh meeting to dedicate the evening, the showcase, to Fadi. As you all know, Fadi Shahadi is going to be leaving. This will be the last meeting for him. It is the end of his term, and you know that as the CEO of ICANN, he did a lot for Africa. And so we would like to give him a tribute to thank him for all his work. So it will be a very special moment. So Monday, starting at 7 p.m., the Afralo African meeting will occur on Tuesday at 11. That's the other important moment. And again, as far as our region, Afralo, we will bring 70 students from the Rabah University, and that is also a first, the first time that this will occur. We will have communication students from the university and some other ones who will come from the Post Office and Communications Institute. So it'll be a total of 160 students. First, they will attend all the sessions on Monday. And after that, on Tuesday, we will take them to the local university in Marrakesh. You might know that the university in Marrakesh is one of the best in Morocco. It is a very large university with, I can't remember exactly, but there are thousands of students, but it is amongst the best in the Arab world as well. And so we will all gather on Tuesday at 2 p.m. I can tell that Tijani is going to kill me if I keep speaking, so I will stop here. And I will now give the floor to Tijani. Thank you very much, Aziz. I will not kill you, but I think that next time I will use a timer. Aziz talked about what I wanted to talk about, and I'm not going to follow the presentation because we are a little bit late. But I will give you the floor so that you can ask your questions. I think what is most important during these types of sessions is that you are able to ask your questions. As far as what Aziz just said, as far as what we had presented in the very beginning, please go ahead and ask whatever questions you might have. We are here to listen to you. But first, I would like to give the floor to Mouattaz because he has just come in. He will introduce himself and give the name of his organization as well. Mouattaz, you have the floor.
Good morning, everyone. Do you want me to use this?
Just to say that we have French, Spanish, English, and Arabic here throughout the week. So please do feel free to use them. Please make sure that every time you come into the room, you take a headset. We will be speaking in all the different languages. Thank you.
Okay, so
good morning. I'd like to extend to all of you my thanks and to attend this meeting and Afralo. And I would like to remind you all of all what we have talked about. I wanted to say that Egypt had a role in the at-large community and would like to have our presence in the coming sessions as well. Thank you very much. I am here representing Sharawi for development, and it's called ICT for Development, for Technological Development. Thank you very much.
Maintenant, on va vous donner la parole pour que vous posez.
So now you will have the floor in order to ask your question. Go ahead.
Yes. My name is Fiona Songa, for the record. I am happy that you are able to meet the African NGOs here. Thanks to Jani and Aziz for coordinating this for us. And there is an opportunity that I think the African NGOs can benefit from. I happen to be on the public interest registry as an advisor on behalf of the African continent, and we do have the .NGO GTLD program that we are running at PIR. And as part of that, there is a platform called NSET, which I'll encourage the NGOs to go and visit, because on that platform, we are trying to link NGOs in the North and Southern Hemispheres for purposes of support, assistance, and visibility, and it will be a nice opportunity for that to happen. So if anyone has any queries on that, I will be happy to help them answer. And also PIR staff who are attending this meeting will be more than happy to assist to answer any questions. And yeah, we are happy to help our African NGOs be more visible online. Thank you.
Merci.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who has a question, especially if you are new, if you've just arrived in the room? I am sure that you have many questions to ask. As you were mentioning, we are new. However, we've always paid attention to activities within AFRALO. What I would like to know is how do we come in? How do we become members? Because I think it is important for us in Africa. We would like to keep working on it, and we would like to contribute to the advocacy work that you do. Thank you very much. Aziz speaking. Tijani will actually give a presentation. I'm not quite sure when exactly, but he will talk about the role of ALAC, the role of AFRALO within ALAC. And so you will have an opportunity to understand all of this. The idea is to bring NGOs in and to explain to them how they can be involved in ICANN, how they can be a member of ALAC, because, of course, it will need to be approved by ALAC. But we will have a presentation about that. There is somebody else who would like to speak. Go ahead. Please give your name before you speak. You have the floor.
I'm Egyptian. I can speak in Arabic, but I'll speak in English. I'm the director of a new center called the Domain Name System Entrepreneurship Center. It's in Cairo, Egypt. And our main target here, or we're looking ahead to be like a repository for the industry in the region. Right now, we are working on building capacities and expertise. Right now, we are under the umbrella of the NTRA, which is the National Telecommunication Regulatory Authority of Egypt. And what we look ahead for is to become actually independent. And to have this sustainability, to be independent. And actually, one of the things we are thinking about is to, at some point, become an NGO. I don't know how can we benefit from any programs that are run through the at-large committee. And of course, we are looking ahead to participate and also do work together. But, yeah.
Thank you very much for this intervention. This center is the result of the Middle East strategy, ICANN Middle East strategy. Thank you very much. It is done to facilitate or to enhance the DNS industry in our region. Of course, if there is any NGO who is interested in entering in this industry, this center will be the best place to go and to have information, to have knowledge about how to become a registry or how to participate in this effort. Here we are speaking about our NGOs. So NGOs, normally they are not for profit. Normally they are non-governmental. But we may have some NGOs who wants to do that. That's all. Thank you.
Tu prends le micro, tu donnes.
So if you could please use the microphone and give your name. This is important for the record. My name is Fatma Amaran. I come from Mauritania. And the question I had is the following. What I want to know is what AFRALO does as far as internet governance in general. I know that we had talked about that a little bit at the NetMondial summit. The question has to do with English, the use of language. Because really, English is the main language on the internet. And as an African organization, what do you do for African languages to give them a higher standard on the internet? I don't know if this is something that you discussed. This is something that I'm very interested in, because, you know, you feel excluded because English is really everywhere, and that's all we have. Aziz speaking. Thank you very much for the question. I think that I have been here, you know, for a long time at ICANN, and back when I started, there was no translation. The ICANN has really worked a lot, has done a lot, because as you can see, we used to only have two languages at ALEC, and right now, as you can see, we have three languages. This is something that we are still working on to improve things. A lot of efforts were done, but I do agree with you as far as multi-language issues, we are not quite there. What time do we need to end? At half past nine. So to answer your question, I understand. However, I personally am very much for defending, you know, my language, Arabic, as well as French. And I really do try to promote that. And as you can see, we now have three languages available right here in this room. So there are some improvements.
As I said, we are proud of other languages. I apologize. I have a very loud voice because I'm an attorney. I work as an attorney. And also, I'm a speedy person in my when I'm talking. So thank you for letting me to speak in my language, mother language, which is Arabic. And I would like to thank ICANN for the translation services. When we are in ICANN, we consider ICANN is the headquarters in the United States. Well, we'd like to have a close relationship between, and we have to reduce the gap between the two cultures. And also, ICANN is invite me as because I'm a member in a bar association. Also, I'm nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And as I mentioned, and this is an occasion, it will open, give me an opportunity to see this big organization. While I'm watching this presentation by Mr. Aziz, there is... there's imbalance to distribute between.
معناتها سيرفور راسين في امريكا بينما انه يعني العالم الكل يتقاسم 13
and the whole world has a share in this effect. This kind of balance is quite visible and transparent, in addition to the fact that it's quite visible to the whole domain in the whole world. I have no idea about this kind of demands, but there are no kind of balance in this respect. There are 17 applications only in Africa as a whole, but in America there are only 600, also in Europe, 300 applications in Asia. And it is quite obvious that in Africa, there is also, as we say in French, it is a kind of a ground basis, yet we should act accordingly. So this will happen. This kind of balance should be targeted and happen in the domain names. As I said, we say always that within ICANN, as we say, since it is a nonprofit organization, as I have heard, there's also something that I'd like to add. Indeed, there are two kinds of benefits. The first one that has to do with diversity the diversification of continents, and also we have to admit that there is a kind of a benefit, an indirect benefit that benefits us all. Actually, I would like to conclude here by saying today that the humanitarian concept we are concentrating on in Egypt is the legislation in the domain names. I'm so sorry to dwell on all that, and I'd like to continue our excellent, diverse actions today. Thank you.
You mentioned two points. You are talking about Arsin. We should not forget the internet. It's originated in the United States. And this is something normal. This is not abnormal, actually. But we are your demands for domains and requesting for domains. Your observation is right, and we worked on it, and we are still working on it. This is this indicated that we are. That within the industry of the domains,
we are working on this aspect, but in the future, we'd like to concentrate more in this within the strategy of ICANN in the Middle East.
We have created this in Egypt and so many other regions, and what we are trying to aspire here is to develop all these aspects and have all the African organizations get involved in this respect that has to do with the domain names. We have to render all our efforts to give support in this respect, and thank you. Thank you very
much. La salle, il y a, vous voyez les membres de l'ALAC qui sont là. Vous aurez largement.
Members of ALAC are here, says Aziz. You will have time to talk. This is the first meeting we had for the NGO. We are really sorry. The members of ALAC are already here, so we don't have enough time. I'm going to give the floor to Tijani. I'm sorry about the African. I'm sorry for the interpreters, because as you will see, Africans, we switch from French to Arabic all the time. So we are apologetic. Tijani, I just wanted to tell you that we have a mentoring program for these five NGOs. Aziz will be the mentor for Madame Abdel Ghafi. I will be the mentor for Aisha and Fatma, and Wafa will be the mentor, Mr. Thierry Pierre Coudol. Wafa is not here yet. Behan will be the mentor for Mouataz. Mouataz, here's your mentor. Behan is your mentor. This one over there. Aziz, thank you very much. We will leave the floor. Oh, Gisela. Thierry, Wafa will be here today at the end of the day, and I will make sure I'll introduce her to you. Aziz, it's a very nice way to tell you. Thank you very much to all. I say goodbye and see you tomorrow. But in the meantime, you can stay with us here in this meeting, and you can stay with us all day long.
Thank you very much. This session is adjourned.
Rizala, la session est terminée.
Pour 15 minutes, if we could please ask everyone.